You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And here we go here, Talk Radio 570 KVI, the John Carlson Show. So good to have you with us this Friday. Last day of the work week, if you're lucky. 206-421-5757. Outside King County, you got 1-888-312-5757. All right, here's a question for you. Do you think that schools should start out every morning with the Pledge of Allegiance? They are having this debate right now in the state of Oklahoma, and it has turned out to be a very pitched controversy. Several organizations have stood up to oppose it, including the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CARE. They're campaigning to block the legislation. They say that it's coercive, that it runs against the grain of American liberty. Of course, the supporters of it say it's the one thing when you're in a free country like the United States, pledge allegiance, pledge your loyalty to the United States. Now, students don't have to do the pledge. And you might remember if they did the Pledge of Allegiance in your classroom, there would always be one or two students who didn't go along with it for one reason or another. Maybe they're, Jehovah's Witness. Maybe there were other objections. But in Oklahoma, it's become a controversy. And one of the people opposing it, again, is the executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, Adam Soltani, is with us. Mr. Soltani, nice to have you here. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you, John, for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay, so what is your objection to having students recite the Pledge of Allegiance each morning in schools across the state of Oklahoma?
Well, really our objection is nothing more than our concern that, as you mentioned in your introduction to this piece, is, that certain students will refrain from, of course, partaking in the Pledge of Allegiance, and the bill has allowed them to do so. But we do a lot of work in anti-bullying. We work along with other organizations, and we have anti-bullying campaigns we run every year. And we've seen the effects on bullying in school children. And my comments that I made to that were featured in an online article on reddirtreport.com, which a lot of this stemmed from, is really pertaining to my concern that will result in possible bullying among school children because people choose to abstain from reciting the pledge. And kids don't understand these things. They don't understand necessarily why someone would choose to refrain and don't have the same respect that we do as adults. So that's really where my comments originated from.
I'm thinking in terms of public relations, in terms of furthering better relations between Muslims and other people, be they Christians, Jewish, or non-denominational, that it would actually be smart if CARE came out strongly in favor of the Pledge of Allegiance. Say, we as American Muslims strongly believe in pledging allegiance to this country.
Well,
you've got opponents now of yours who are saying that there's members of your national board of directors who have referred to the Pledge of Allegiance in vulgar terms, whose real allegiance is not to the United States, but to something else. And I'm thinking, why would the local head of the Council on American-Islamic Relations not want to reaffirm the loyalty of American Muslims to the United States rather than complain about the Pledge of Allegiance even being said? The students don't have to say it, but you don't even like them having the Pledge of Allegiance recited.
Well, I want to stress that, you know, we have nothing against the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, as American Muslims, we believe it's a strong patriotic statement. I grew up saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I was born and raised in Kansas, and I believe it's a wonderful statement to say. And our organization has nothing against the Pledge of Allegiance or anything that would increase our loyalty to our country.
Okay,
because
well, stop,
that's where...
Okay, stop there. Haven't you just defeated your entire argument?
Well, I, like I said, it's not against the Pledge of Allegiance. Our concern, and that's where my statement, you know, that was made in the online article, is that we're concerned about mandating it at public schools. Before these bills were passed through the Senate Education Committee in the state, the schools were authorized to say the Pledge of Allegiance. But there's a difference between authorizing it and requiring it, and that's where the bills change it. But
I want to drive this point home. Mm-hmm. Students don't have to recite it.
Yes.
Schools simply have to open the school day with the Pledge of Allegiance. That the requirement is not for students to recite it, just for schools to have the Pledge of Allegiance be the beginning of each school day. And you're objecting to that, even though you just got done telling me, yeah, I grew up reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. No problem there. I have no problem with the Pledge of Allegiance. I think it stands for all the right things. Well, if it stands for all the right things, what's your complaint?
And again, as I said, we're not objecting it outright. We didn't even, if you refer to the online article, in fact, that article is rather lengthy, and the article is, the bulk of it is actually the ACLU of Oklahoma outright opposing both bills. And they give many reasons for it. At the end, I just gave some general comments about concerns that it could possibly infringe on First Amendment rights. And we've seen that in the state of Oklahoma, where bills that are passed through our local government infringe on First Amendment rights. And that causes a plethora of problems to occur.
Well, if they tried to require students to recite the pledge, mm-hmm. then they would be stepping on the First Amendment. And the Supreme Court has so ruled, and they did that way back, I think, in the 40s.
Right.
But they have never said, no court has ever said, that it's illegal to require public schools to begin each school day with the Pledge of Allegiance. You just can't require each student in class to recite it.
Correct, yes. And again, like I said, I mean, my words and my comments originated from a concern that it's going to cause outcasting of certain students and could lead to an increased bullying. And those comments were actually, my comments were made without reading even what the ACLU of Oklahoma said. And our comments mirror each other. They had the same concerns that it could cause the outcasting of certain students, unintentionally, of course. Overall, like I said, we don't have anything against the Pledge of Allegiance. Our organization believes in patriotism and believes in loyalty to our country and serving people in our country and in our state as well.
So what do you say to those of your critics, Adam? Uh-huh. Again, I'm talking to Adam Soltani. Adam is the executive director for the Council on American Islamic Relations. They object to a bill in Oklahoma that would require public schools to begin each day with the Pledge of Allegiance. Students don't have to say it, but schools themselves, as part of the school day, would begin each day with the Pledge of Allegiance. He opposes it. What do you say to those who say, you know, the problem with some of these Muslim organizations is their real loyalty is to Sharia? They put Sharia ahead of American law.
Sure. I mean, my response to that is that there's no proof of that.
I should point out Sharia being Islamic law. Go ahead.
Yeah, correct. Well, I my response would be there's no proof of that. Time and time again, our organization, it can be seen on our website. We document all our press releases, all our activities. Time and time again, we put our loyalty to our country and to serving the people of our country first, whether they be Muslim, Christian, Jewish, or of any other faith, race, ethnicity, it doesn't matter. In fact, in the last year, our organization in the state of Oklahoma has campaigned behind the slogan, Oklahoma Muslims Care. And we've pitched in and we've volunteered at local food banks with local interfaith groups to serve the community, serving the homeless, doing winter coat drives and so on. So the proof is in the pudding, as they say. We've shown it through what we've done, and our loyalty is to our country and to our people. And going back to the Pledge of Allegiance issue, you know, it was a statement I made just because we're involved in civil rights. We're involved in a lot of issues regarding the Constitution and First Amendment rights. So when I was asked for my comments, I gave them. And I believe that if we really want to instill in our young children and in our schools patriotism and loyalty to our country, there may be even better ways to do it than just mandating the Pledge of Allegiance. I think that's something we need to think about overall as a people and think about emphasizing.
Well, how about doing additional things? But I don't know why in the United States of America, the most diverse nation, not only on Earth, but that has ever existed, why having one moment where all students, regardless of whether they're rich or poor, regardless of their ethnicity, regardless of their religion, regardless of their race, regardless of their home situation, where every school begins its day, public school, with reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. It's simple. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What is objectionable in that, in those words to you?
It's not. There's nothing objectionable in the words at all.
Okay.
But as I said, you know, our concerns more than anything else is that the possibility of outcasting certain people. You know, and kids don't always understand why they should refrain. Perhaps their parents would object to certain statements. And we've seen this in past court cases where parents have objected to the addition that was made in 1954 to the pledge where they added under God. And they may want their kids to abstain from saying the pledge because of that statement. Muslims have absolutely no problem with the statement. In fact, under God is consistent with our belief, you know, as Muslims. But some people may choose to ask their children to abstain because of their certain beliefs.
Which they can do.
Yeah, which they can do. But again, as I said, and I reemphasize the point that it can lead to, you know, kids misunderstanding the whole purpose behind the pledge and patriotism. And I think there's just better ways to achieve emphasizing patriotism in our young children. And that's where the pledge originated from in 1892 when Francis Bellamy wrote the pledge. It was to increase patriotism in young children. These days, I think it could be achieved better by instilling the values of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in our young children.
Last question I have is, you pointed out, as a boy growing up in Kansas, you said the pledge, no problem whatsoever. If it's good enough for Adam Soltani, why isn't it good enough for Adam Soltani's kids?
Again, like I said, I don't have any problem. It's not something that I would object to in my children, and I didn't object to growing up either. But again, as I've mentioned many times, it's my concern that it could lead to outcasting certain children. And I believe that I learned the Pledge of Allegiance as a kid, but I didn't really understand what it meant to be patriotic until I grew up and I learned the ideals of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I think teaching those things in school will be a better way to achieve patriotism amongst our young children than just enforcing the recitation of the pledge, and in doing so, possibly outcasting some of our kids. So just to wrap up, you know, I'd say that our organization, we support the Pledge of Allegiance, we support being patriotic, but we don't necessarily support mandating in public schools because it could lead to possible problems.
All right. Adam Soltani is the Executive Director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, from Oklahoma. He joins us to explain why CARE, among other organizations, ACLU is in there as always, opposes a requirement that would have public schools begin each day with the Pledge of Allegiance. Students don't have to say it, but the schools would have to have it as part of their day.